Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So there's this professor who's been talking about the positive effects of having an imaginary friend, saying that it helps loneliness, and it's not just for kids like you would think, that it's also for adults. Now, Raven and I have never had imaginary friends before.
Yeah, I've got a dog, and I do a lot of talking with my dog. I do imagine that he's probably got more personality than he does, but you don't know my dog. He's pretty smart, man, so maybe I'm not making that up.
It's Dr. Joe Shipa, child psychologist with Anna and Raven.
Are you looking for an opinion on this one?
Yes. Is it really beneficial to help with loneliness? Because certainly being alone now during the pandemic is terrible, but I just think that crazy people have imaginary friends that they talk to.
Stop it.
Well, so it typically, adults that have imaginary friends had imaginary friends when they were kids. Research is pretty clear. Kids who have imaginary friends often use those imaginary friends to combat loneliness. That is true. There are also some characteristics of those kinds of kids. They tend to be creative kids. Kids use this in a way that allows them to gain perspective on their social world. They actually get into the minds of these imaginary friends, and they are then able to sort of see the world from another perspective. It's called theory of mind, like taking another person's point of view on things. So those kids tend to do pretty well with that. The adults that carry that over are not a whole lot of them. I think that the estimates are in low percentages. They're usually people who've had imaginary friends, so they've used those imaginary friends as sort of a filter for their world, and they continue to do that. There is research, however, and this is getting to your point, Anna, about, you know, are these people a little off?
Here we go. I knew it was coming.
There is research. Some of those folks can have a tendency to have what's called auditory verbal hallucination.
Right. Yes, the imaginary friends start talking to them and they hear them in their head.
Is that
and
schizophrenia? That's terrifying. I mean, that's terrifying, right?
Yeah.
Right. So auditory verbal hallucinations, AVHs as they call them, that can be concerning, but only if someone isn't really able to distinguish between reality and fantasy. Well, as I said, some of these folks have a tendency, it's sort of an internal dialogue that they develop with themselves. For instance, if you're in a particular situation and you're trying to, like, you're in a conversation that's going badly, you might have a little voice that's in your head that's saying, you know, don't say what you're just about to say because that's going to set this person off. That's kind of an internal dialogue that you're having. It's a helpful internal dialogue.
I mean, I get that it's good to bounce things off of people. I prefer that it not be in my own voice or coming out of only one ear. But when you're walking around and in your mind you're seeing an angel and a devil on your shoulder and you tend to be going with the guy dressed in red and horns, then that's right. Probably a bad thing.
Well, but you can also create those images for yourself again as a technique and have a dialogue with that, you know, figure in order to help make a decision. But again, they know that they're using that as a technique, that that's not like there's not a real angel, there's not a real devil on their shoulder. And that's the difference.
I don't know if I sound crazy even admitting this.
Oh, I can't wait.
But sometimes I have like a bad thought that'll come into my head.
Sure.
And I say, devil, get out of my head. Like I will physically
devil
say
Anna.
It out loud. I say, devil, I'm not messing with you. Get out. Get that thought and get it out of your head. Is that normal?
That's not crazy.
Okay.
That's not crazy.
Okay, thank God.
You have now, what you've done really is juxtaposed the devil as the bad thought. You put that onto the bad thought. You've identified it. This is not a good thing. I should not act on this. That's your filtering mechanism.
Dr. Joe Shipa, child psychologist. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Take care, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.